views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. This episode, you have me today, where I really want to dive in. I get a lot of questions, and I thought, what a great space to be able to answer them for you. So you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I had to write that down, 1-800-930-2819. You might have a question about your awareness, your shifting, your health. But today, what I really want to focus on as a body whisperer is what people call me, a transformation life specialist. Like, I get all these names, don't care what that is. But what it is I teach you how to listen to what your body is telling you, how to really follow what it's telling you and why. But one of the things that people don't understand, and they always are asking me, you know, I'm trying to push that away. I'm trying to get rid of my health issue. I'm trying to get rid of my finance issue. And everything that we avoid really taking ownership of, and everything we resist, we get more of. Everything we avoid and everything we resist, we get more of. I had all these notes. I wrote them down today because before I was tuning into the show, and all of you that would be listening now and later, and that's quite often what I do when I hear, see, and feel the energy, which really is what makes it different. Because the other thing that people forget when they're creating or manifesting is that not only do you have to remove the blocks and the resistance, but you also need understanding, awareness, communication. That's what people talk about when they're talking about raising their consciousness. And when you're in this world, or you're on, you know, you're listening to these podcasts, or there's so much information between science, spirituality, ministry, and it's really good to take in and absorb as much as you can. However, it's also extremely important to understand that it's your connection to the God consciousness, which we work to connect you on a regular basis, so you can actually expand your awareness and see what is going on in your reality that you need to take charge of. One of the things that people always say is, this happened to me, this happened to me, now I'm resistant, now I'm mad. Well, guess what? As soon as you're saying that, you're now creating really from a place of resistance, which means you're not creating all. You're going to get more of that stuff over and over and over in your body. Then you're going to be more frustrated. So as soon as you say, that happened to me, I'm angry with that, there's a place where the system's like, okay, let's give you more of it. We're going to give you more of it. But how much of your day are you spending in the subconscious programming, the subconscious mind? Most people operate 90% of their day from the subconscious, meaning you're on autopilot. You're not even aware of what's coming out of your mouth. You're not even aware of what your reality is sending back to you. So everything is happening for you to create and pave a new path. It's not happening to hinder you or hurt you. So if you start to say, I'm going to become very aware. So when someone says to me, well, what does that even mean? Well, you drive home, you don't remember driving home, but you got home. You're on autopilot. How much of your day is on autopilot? Because this is why things aren't working. This is why the law of attraction isn't working for a lot of people. This is why creation isn't working. This is why we work to let you know the first bit of your morning, that first 10 minutes of your morning, is the most amazing time to do the tools and exercises to bring in what you're creating, what you're wanting. I always say, if I'm having a moment where I feel out of alignment or I feel like I'm in resistance, I actually tap my heart and I say, thank you, God, reset. Why? Because that's your heart drive. But what it does is it allows the body to come back into the awareness of the body, refocus, so you can then make a new choice, a new action, a new space. You just need a little bit of a gap sometimes to bring that back. I have so much I want to say, but first we're going to actually, Carter, I think we're going to bring Sandra in, and she probably has a question.
Yeah, Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hi,
Sandra.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm friggin' amazing, thanks to you.
Aww, thank you. Well, thanks to you, because, you know, I just want to say before you get going is I, Sandra, you and I met in November, and as soon as I heard your voice, I recognized you, so thank you. And then I want to hear what you have to say. And what you have done is exactly what we're saying. I'll get chills to people today, is to make change in your life, you have to be willing to put yourself first and do the steps. This is what you've been doing.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, I just want to say, like, even the burping is the clearing. It's kind of happening. Like, every time I'm listening to your videos, it's just constantly, and I'm going, okay, why am I burping? I haven't eaten anything in 4 hours. But it was like, no, it's the clearing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually doing it. Like, it's actually coming forward and through. And I have been so friggin' happy since I met you. And my life was falling apart, but it's like I feel so calm and at peace and relaxed because I'm using your tools. I'm doing your tools. And number one is because of my health. I was dying a slow death, and I guess a lot of us are. And it's just, it's incredible what this is doing to me and my body and what you guys have done and created. It's just, I'm so blown away. I'm so happy that I feel like, you know, Tracy, when I had that conversation with you on Thursday, 2 hours later, I started bawling my eyes out. I said, this is a second chance at life, and you helped me do this. Like, you created this, or we created this, whichever, and I'm just so grateful. I don't know what to do. Like, on Thursday, when I come see you, I might dip you over and give you the biggest kiss you've ever had.
We have a live event in Toronto. If you're in the Toronto region, we have only 4 this year. It's a live event. That's what she's talking about. The burping, I want to expand. A lot of people say when they do energy work, or they're shifting stuff out of their body, so it's old blocks, old resistance, old hesitations. And the bodies, they do, they yawn, burp, they fart. And people are like, that's crazy. But it's a way, that's what I talk about, listening to your body. And what I love so much about what you said is you started to listen to what your body was telling you. And now the body naturally, because a lot of people are like, well, do I have to do this every day? And I'm like, well, the body naturally picks it up. And that's what you're noticing, that it's just naturally letting it go through burping. Have you noticed that?
So that's what it's doing.
So it's just,
it's incredible. Hearing. Like, I'm blown away. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hearing. And it's letting it go. What's one of your favorite tools that you notice that made one of the biggest transitions in your life for the listeners?
What is the biggest tool? I just love listening to your videos. Like, every morning, the first thing I do is I do your clearing video, cleaning the weeds every day. Like, without doubt, faith, whatever, I don't care how busy I am, I'll wake up an hour early just to get into the zone and listen to your video and kind of meditate on it. And I'm just doing the work, and it doesn't take long. Like, it's taken time because you're transitioning and, you know, all these changes. Like, you're talking about the subconscious, the conscious. That movie, What If, blew my mind too.
And I'm glad you watched it. That was one that we did years ago. Yeah, it's a beautiful movie. I'm so glad you watched it. I was happy to be able to be part of that. Yeah.
Like, it's just every day, your tools and what you're doing for so many of us is just, it's a godsend. Like, I have tried and done so much and so many things that you just feel like you're at your wit's end. And you're like, God, send me somebody, send me something, give me, you know, and he sent me you. And it's just been incredible. Like, do the work and you will heal and you will suppress and help others. Like, people are calling me now saying, Sandra, I want to talk to you. And it's like, I'm going through 25 different things compared to what they're going, but I'm like, yeah, what's going on? You know, like, I'm there for them and trying to share my tools so I can help others too. Your tools so I can help others too. You know,
you're in the intensive program because you get a video from me 5 days a week. Can you share? Because what you started to do, plus I know you're active on the YouTube and stuff, what you actually had done is, can you share about, because it didn't take you long, about how you let go of your cane? Because your body was literally falling apart. You had all these belief systems that you were carrying in the subconscious. Yeah. you know, you're not good enough, you're not worthy. People were pushing information in you that you took to be true. So what was the shift where all of a sudden you noticed in your body, what was it that clicked in your brain? You noticed in your body, you're like, oh my God, I don't need my cane anymore.
It's just, I don't know, like just the first phone call from you made such a difference. Like people were coming to me saying, Sandra, like you told me I had a grayness over me and I did. And people were coming out of the woods saying, you look so at peace. You look good. I was at an event on Sunday, a dog event. And they're like, you look really good. And here I'm, you know, I've been pigging out all weekend. I felt kind of whatever, but they're like, everybody's like, you look really good. They're like, you look young, your skin. And I remember saying that at your group meeting there, like, you know, looking at you. And I remember you made a comment about your face, how young you're, people tell you you look because of your consciousness, your awareness, your, you know, connection to God. And it's like, people were telling me that on Sunday. I was blown away. But it's just that first phone call, and I was just going downhill in that first phone call and just doing your tools. Like right away, my life changed instantly. Yeah. Tracy.
And I think that's, this is the key for people to hear what you're saying, Sandra, is you do the tools, because this is what I've discovered and what you've picked up for people that say, why isn't it happening to me? Why can't it happen to me? Why is this person getting the result and I'm not? You just said the key.
Because they're not doing the work.
Yeah, you do the tools. They're just sitting there walking into the same patterns. You actually apply and they don't take long. Like, how long does it take you in a day to do those simple tools we give you to interact with your day?
Not long at all. Like, not long at all. Like, 10 minutes. Like, it depends how intense I want to go, right? So, some days I want to, I, and like, some days my asthma might get a little bit, you know, and again, that's probably the stress. So, then I right away, I look for your video and I go in there and I start listening to your video. And I'm telling you, it helps. Like, it helps. Because I've had so many health elements that hopefully, you know, one by one, they're coming off. They're checking off. Mm-hmm. I don't even go around and live in that world anymore. It's like I'm a different, slowly transitioning to a different person. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, I try not to talk about it anymore because you just, you don't want to live in that anymore. You want to live in the Tracy Clark world.
Well, you know, and I think it's because what I really, well, what I know it is, and if people in the listeners can hear this, it's really about letting go. You've learned to look at your environment differently. You're not in victim mode. You're saying this happened because it now needs to change and transition. But your body was failing very much like mine was, because you were in a toxic environment but didn't know and didn't have the awareness of what your body was telling you. And as soon as we brought that awareness, that's why those physical ailments started to reverse so quickly. Because when you become happy, right, and you start to use the words like, we're like, you know, it's, I'm already there, it's happening, you know, you're in that moment, the body hears everything. How much of a time did it take you before you actually realized your body was listening to all that negative programming you had going on?
Not long at all, because I get yearly tests for certain things that I had. And so there's like the top, even my doctor's blown away. They're like, I don't know what the heck you're doing, but whatever you're doing, do it. And that's not one doctor. It's been two doctors that have both said that to me. They were blown away, like blown away. So,
isn't that the best? I remember getting those doctors, neurologists saying, I don't know what you're doing, but please keep doing it. And being just connected into that God consciousness, that energy of that flow, that's what actually, that happiness, that spark, when the body realizes and the mind and the consciousness to God and the heart drive get together, and the heart drive and the consciousness to God start talking properly, and you're in that sort of quantum field and that gap, that's why you start to look younger. People don't need like special creams or all this stuff. It's the connection to source that brings an uplift, that happiness, that's why people are looking at you when you look younger. What are you doing? And I remember the 16 years ago, the woman that helped me, who's no longer here today, I asked her, I'm like, why do you look so young? She says, get rid of the stress, get rid of the challenges, pay attention to what's going on in your life and watch. You will naturally start to de-age and get rid of the programming that you have to age. That's what you're doing. Yeah. That's why people are noticing it. It's your vibe, your frequency. I'm so happy you called in. I just love your story. And I'd love to see how the God consciousness has been working in your life, because you made yourself a priority. You said, no more, I'm first. and you said, I'm going to do whatever I need to do. So proud of you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
We'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday.
All right. Pardon, you say we have Joanne on the line. Lots of blessings.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll, Jolene Carter, is that who we have on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll bring Jolene, her. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jolene. Hello. Oh, maybe we lost her. Hello. Jolene?
Jolene, are you there?
Oh, maybe we lost her. We're on
mute. All right. So we actually have another caller. I believe her name was Magdalene.
Magdalena?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll bring Magdalena in then. If Jolene, you want to call back, please do. And we'll get Carter to wire you back in.
Yeah. All right. So Magdalena from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Magdalena.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. What's your resistance
Thank
today?
You. You know what? It's so funny because I was listening to one of your videos on YouTube and I realized there's something going on still in the realm of control.
Yes.
And I am not entirely sure where this is coming from, but I know that there's a resistance to welcoming and expanding more of being seen, as well as like a huge resistance to have a fully healthy body. Because I had some things come up this week and I'm going, what the heck is this coming from?
Yeah. So the control patterns, when they come into the body, and it's really good because as you know, you let it go and then you're like, it's still there, right? And there can be, and what it looks like is happening, it's more a subconscious program you've been running on for so long in safety. And you actually, looks like you picked it up like when you were even three. This one's actually ready to come off. So we'll help you move this and anyone else has a control. So when we go into that energy of control, it actually, what does it do? You create resistance, right? The flow stops. Because there's fear under that if things don't look the way you think, oh, thank you, God, I'll move this off for you, that they would actually fall apart. So the control energy comes up. If you can actually, if I can say, who is the first person that you think of when you're little that I can say was a control freak in your life?
My mom, for sure.
Yeah. So let's release the accumulation of the pattern between you and your mother. And that how control, and now just know, you can feel that in your heart. So how does that feel when you tune into being small and watching all that control? Because she imprinted that onto you. So you thought that was normal.
Yeah. And a big part of it, like, again, I feel that a lot in my throat again. I don't know what that's about again, but it keeps coming up, like being stifled and being told not to say anything and kind of like supporting her in a different way.
Yeah, let's think that. I'm going to remove the accumulation of energy there, because what it is so if we turn that now, and so as you walk into another phase of your life and your family and all of this stuff is unfolding for you now, and you know, your family dynamics and your own personal space is changing, your business is changing, everything's going to change this year, and feel how uncomfortable that feels right now for you.
Yep, that's the stomach
unknown,
area,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the stomach. It's unknown, like totally unknown. So what I want to do is I want to remove that. And now what if that experience with your mom was to just show you now, tune in and teach you that, hey, I can actually let this go, let it go. That's neutrality, right? We're going to let that go. When you get to neutrality and you look at your mother, we want to get you as neutral as possible. That means all the stories, all the things she told you, all the imprinting we get to get rid of now because you don't need them, right? And when you look at your mother and you can go, well, that's just the way she was. I'm going to let it go. Let it go. You know, when we reset the hard drive and you say, thank you, God, I'm going to reset the hard drive. I'm going to let it go. Because by just declaring that, what happens is that energy drops off and you start to see the fear that's coming up that you're labeling control is fear that you'll actually repeat those patterns. But can we reverse the perception because you're actually not going to repeat them because you're aware of them?
Mm-hmm.
So as you walk into the new business, as you walk into the new family dynamics, you'll start to see that you'll be like, whoa, I'm not doing anything like that, because the awareness brings you back to center. So now when you think of your mom, does that feel lighter? Does that feel more neutral? What comes up?
I think there's a little bit of resistance just in around, like, the patterns, just, like, she's shifted her patterns, but they're very strong in her. I feel like I'm able to create more distance. But I'm not entirely sure if that's just me not tapping in all the way and feeling distance versus actually neutral. So I feel like it could be neutral, but it's almost like it feels like distance. So I don't want to avoid it.
No, we don't want to avoid it because avoidance creates resistance as well, right? So what if you now integrated all of that experience, thank you, God, and saw it literally come into your body and then your throat gets acted up. So what if you saw it come into your body because you're pushing her away, right? So what if you saw all those behaviors come in, thank you, God, we start to remove the accumulation of those behaviors out of the body, reset the heart drive so you can now be strong to seeing that she was there to give you the experience so you can change. It's going on the lower part of the throat. That's probably where it's like it feels hard to swallow. So you're probably now can go, okay, so what do I do to allow that to go now? So how does it feel now if you just integrate it and say, I'm going to let you go. I just love you for who you are.
It's much lighter. It's lifted a lot of the way through. I feel like it's going to process for a couple of hours or days or whatever it's going to take.
Nope. We're going to just say today, thank you, God, and we'll reset it. But what I want you to do, so rather than resisting something, so a lot of people, they push things away they don't want. So rather, and that creates a resistance energy, and then it's a fight energy, right? So then the mental space gets in there, and it's like, I'm fighting you. It's no different when people have, like Sandra just called in about having illnesses and diseases, and when I had so many of them too, I was like, go away, get rid of it. I don't want you. Why are you here? That's the words I was like using. I was mad. I was frustrated. So people do that with family and friends. I don't like you. You drive me nuts. Like, go away. That energy is all creating resistance, which is making you get more of it. So when we actually become friends with it, it doesn't mean you have to have a whole love fest with your mother. I'm not saying that. But when we say, wow, I'm going to integrate you and all of this programming, thank you, God, into my body. But now I can just let it go because you're allowed to be that. But now I'm creating something different. Just those expressions, the awareness comes in, and now you'll start to see it unfold in your own family unit. And you don't have to hold on to her anymore. It's like, I can just love you the way you are and spend time as I need to and be neutral. And that neutral, again, when you reset, will open the expansion for more with you and your mom.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad you called in. Let us know, email us, let us know how you're doing or comment on YouTube videos or whatever. We love it when you guys let us know how you're feeling and it's how we stay interactive. And you know, I'm always on Instagram, so I always can get back to you guys that way. It's the easiest way for me to make sure. But also let us know how you guys are doing. We love the feedback because that's how other people can continue to restore and repair their own bodies and their lives, which is great. Thanks, Magdalena.
Thank you.
So, you know, we were talking to her about the resistance. And, you know, one of the things that I wrote here as a point I wanted to make sure, and when we come back after the break, we're going to bring Michael from Calgary on, is that there's a place that you always need and will require support. So when you're learning new energy work, you're learning turns, you're learning what your body is telling you, you're saying, I don't want to live this life. What are a few simple tools? It's one of the things that I do. If you haven't checked out TracyLClark.com, Sandra was talking about the weeds, cleaning out the weeds program, which you can download for free. We have other stuff always going on YouTube, clearing stuff like that on YouTube. You can check out the links on the website. And the reason I do those is to make sure you always feel supported. You always can understand you have community. It's why we deemed it the TLC community. Well, we didn't, our souls, just like you listening did, is because what I found on my journey is I didn't have support. I didn't have community. So it was important to create a community where people can say, why am I burping? Or that made me angry. Why did it? Why am I resisting change? Why am I, a lot of times we don't even realize why we're resisting change in our own life. We don't realize it. We're just like, we're just acting on autopilot. And so if you start to understand that your brain is wired, and they've found this in science forever, it's not new information, but your brain is wired to keep you safe. So meaning safe is all the programming you know, all the patterns you know are safe to you. So if you have a lack issue and then you resist money or, you know, that friends or the love or the health, if you're having all these issues or you're resisting them, you're like, screw that, I don't care. And your language is also mimicking, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, or my parents did this, or my boyfriend did this, or all that kind of blame victim, that is brought up into society to keep you stuck. And so when something is uncoupling, it's going to be painful. It's going to be challenging because the brain goes, wait a minute, I don't recognize this pattern. I'm not safe. So it'll want to bring you back into what is safe for you. So I want to thank that God is starting to remove that for you so you can anchor in and start to upgrade your computer system. If you look at your body like a computer, I love it that way because it just gives you a visualization. What programs need to go? So if you were cleaning out your computer, what programmings would you dump? What programs do you say don't use anymore? I'm going to upgrade and get this one because it's way better. I just have been going through a whole revamp on some of my stuff. And they're like, well, why wouldn't you use this? This is faster. This is better. I didn't even know. Time for the old to go, the new to come in. Was I resistant a little bit? Absolutely. Did it put me in a little bit of anxiety? Absolutely. Because my body was saying, I don't know what this is. We've been having a lot of fun. We've been doing it this way. What? I need to change. But I knew to reset my heart drive. Thank you, God. That little tool, reset, thank you, God, to the God consciousness will reset the heart space to give you a gap. If you can start doing that tool, if you're feeling stressed or anxious or unsure, that one little tool, you can do it 100 times a day, will bring you back into alignment to make the new action step that you require. And this is why I say that when you really start to understand your brain is there to keep you safe, you can use the connection to the brain and the mental space with the heart, to the God consciousness, to create changes as fast as Sandra saw them, as fast as I saw them. It's instant. It's the blocks and the resistance and what you're hesitating, you're resisting, that keeps you at bay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to bring Michael in from Calgary. And I want to again encourage you, if you go to the website, tracyhaleclark.com, download the free weed, Cleaning Out the Weeds. You just sign up for the newsletter. It'll be right there. And we have a global online call March 5th. And it is discounted one more time for this month all around finances because our system is just finally getting ready to go. So you can enjoy one more month there and really get 90 minutes of a replay and why you're creating those blocks in those areas and to help you move forward and to give you some more tools that you can use on a practical way each and every day in your busy life so you can continue to shift that energy. We'll see you right after the break.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I want to remind you guys that you are enough. You don't have to seek enlightenment. You're already enlightened. You don't have to go anywhere. It's all within you. It's just about expanding more of who you are. And the key to neutrality, like I said, the key to just opening that up. And when I learned about neutrality, it was probably about 15 years ago, changed my life. Care, don't care. But the first step, if you really want to know how to start in that space, is learn the art of letting go. So I want to thank that hand of God and the God consciousness energy of just letting things go so you can go, why do I need to hang on to that? How does that serve me? And when you can let things go, and you start to look at a situation that happened in your life, you will see that it was there to serve you. You will see that it's a blessing. You will stop blaming and you will start living. Carter, let's bring on Michael from Calgary.
Yeah, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael. Good. How are you today?
Good.
What's your question?
When I first called in, I didn't know what my question would be. I just kind of felt like I had to call in. And so as I've been sitting here waiting for and listening to the show, so one thing that struck me is that I think a lot of people that have come into your community are seeking like a life change. And one mm-hmm. of the main reasons that I came in was because I wanted to know God more.
Yeah.
And that was really something I wasn't getting in like my religious background. And something that I've noticed as I've been working with you is that I'm starting to realize I have more power than I thought I did before. Like I'm still really starting to get the hang of that. But something that has come up more and more is whenever I'm shifting pain or whatever, working on someone for myself, is I'm starting to get a lot more doubt now than I did before that I can actually make an impact and change stuff. And there's always a fear that I'm not going to be able to move something. I'm going to be stuck with something. I'm going to have to go back to my old way and leave everything behind and not be able to change. So that's something I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, this is a great question. Great. I get this a lot because the God consciousness, as you know, connecting and building that relationship is so important. And when you come from a strong religious background, right, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of paradigms around fear. There's a lot of paradigms around shame in lots of teachings. And so that gets imprinted into the body. Time, you can imagine all the lifetimes, family members, and it gets passed down. So then you become more aware, you all of a sudden realize that you are an enlightened being, you're in this vessel, and you start to see the shifts, you start to see the changes, you feel them because you're extremely intuitive, and you realize that, wow, I can let go of this old teaching. It doesn't serve me. So what happens as soon as you start to let go of the old teachings of fear, shame, who do you think you are? Only these authoritative figures can have this much ability. That's the subconscious that starts to come up to create resistance to get you off your path. And this is one of the hardest things to learn, but the easiest things to learn, right? It's because it's like, wait a minute, you're showing up because you don't want to let go. So that pattern doesn't want to let go because all of a sudden now here's another soul that says, wow, I'm connected. I'm totally connected to the God consciousness. God and I have this relationship. I don't need a million people. I don't need to be in a certain institution. You can just do it on your couch, right? Then what also happens is when you start to understand that you're all connected, which you are, and how you start to move energy and belief systems and how spirit works with you doing that, how the God consciousness does that, you can see all that's what that is. It's old fears. It's old paradigms that want to plant doubt. So you'll stop. This is the best time, I say, to say, thank you, God, for bringing in all of these learnings, but I'm also going to let that go. I'm going to let all that information go. So when you reset the heart drive, it's like, I'm going to let that fear go. I'm going to let that doubt go. Because you imagine, you've never been told your whole life that everybody's gifted. Everybody's intuitive. Everybody can have very beautiful gifts to help each other heal, restore, repair. But you're the only one in your environment now waking up. So can you see
I don't have anyone else to relate to, like on a physical interaction.
Yeah. So this feels like a little bit of an island by itself too. So when we go through this awareness, you can feel more like on the island. You look at your surroundings. This is where I say they serve you, but then they have to go. And so you're like, oh, I'm losing my friends, or I'm distancing from my family. Then that creates fear in the subconscious because it wants to keep you safe. So it wants you to go back to the old patterns so you can feel safe. That's why it's coming up. This is your biggest breakthrough. This is a time, and I know I've so been there, Michael, with you. This is a time where I'm like, okay, thank you, God. Just reset my hard drive and show me where the next space is. Show me where to go next and get into the wonderment of it, because that energy will keep you connected where you'll see more signs. You'll see more, you know, people come in and start speaking your language. How does that feel when I see that?
I'm starting to get concerned about whether I'm on the right path or not. I ask for a sign and I always.
And you always get one, right? Yeah. Oh, we might've lost Michael there. And that's the thing is when you start to ask and you get the sign, that's your confirmation. Don't give up. There's this saying, and my friend Joshua Mills says it, you're on the brink of a miracle. Like, don't give up. He has a song, you're on the brink of a miracle. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times when I've transitioned, I've repeated that over and over. Like, don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle. Because every time we're transitioning, we all hit a bump. Everybody does. Next space in your life, you get all that negative, heavy programming and you say, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm not doing it. And then you start to remind, I'm on the brink of a miracle. Don't give up. Thank you, God. How does that feel when you tune into that now compared to how it felt when you called in?
Feels a little bit more reassuring. Because I often forget that when I am moving, there's going to be a resistance that comes up because that's the thing that needs to go in order for me to step into the new. So I always say, or sometimes, actually you've just reminded me that sometimes when I'm going through something like this, I say, okay, I can't wait to find out what I learned when I'm through this experience because it's going to be amazing, whatever it is.
Yes. And by repeating that out loud and then saying, thank you, God, because we give thanks, right, to the powers to be, which also will draw more in. So you can also integrate. So it's like, okay, why am I resisting this? And then ask yourself, and everybody listening, use this tool. It works really well. Why am I resisting this? What's my fear on the other side I can't see? So normally when we can't perceive something, right, we don't know. You don't know what's coming. You're like, I can't perceive that. But you know it's got to let go because it's showing up. And then it's like, well, what is it that I can't perceive? Thank you, God. What is it I'm not perceiving right now? What are you showing me? And then that's when you reset the heart drive. You'll get more neutral and you'll start to go, oh, you're holding me back. You're creating the fear so I don't advance into who I am. And it might be, like I said, it can be home. It can be loved ones. It can be career. It can be finances. And it works like this in every area of our life. You see how that feels now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So take those tools and then email us and let us know how they worked for you, because it looks like you're now just also getting over the hump this week and you're going to feel a lot more connected again. You just got a little bit rattled there. All right. Have a great day.
And I thank you for working on me over the weekend.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. When you're in the Miraculous Partnership Program, the community, that's what we do. We make sure that you keep going and we keep on top of you. Have a great day, Michael.
Bye.
All right, Carter. I think you said we have Doreen on the line. Is that correct?
That is correct. Doreen, welcome to the show. Sorry I got your name wrong the first time.
Hi, Doreen.
Hello. How are you, Tracy?
Good, good. What's your question today?
I'm very excited. So I was let go from my job on Friday, and I feel like I've handled it brilliantly, like in a whole new way. This has happened before in my career, but I'm in a whole different place. And I noticed this morning that my lower right back has been hurting since Friday, since it happened. I thought, okay, this is some stuff there, and I think it's obviously connected to money.
Yes, and it's also the accumulation of the resistance from the past experience of you've had, where these past experiences are coming up in the body. So the body's creating that resistance, which is creating the pain in the lower back. So if you just put your attention there and reset your heart drive, thank you, God, reset, because remember, we're activating the heart to come in more. And we can remove the accumulation of all the past experiences, because that's where your subconscious programming wants to go, right? It wants to go to, well, remember when this happened, you got this outcome. Remember when that happened, you got that outcome. But now your awareness is, wait a minute, I'm really calm. I didn't react that way. I don't have to hold on to you anymore. So we're going to thank that. That's that neutrality of letting it go. The right side of the body is also where the body lets go, right? So it actually, that's the energy. You see where it's stuck in the lower back. So we can actually just start to rotate the energy in the back and just sort of sweep it out, just like a rake, where we can sweep it out and just unlock the lower back. When you tune into that, how does that feel now when you tune into the lower back?
Well, it actually feels like, believe it or not, movement. Before it seemed kind of stuck.
Yeah, it's actually shifting now. So there's a really great tool, and I believe you probably said, where you just kind of scrape that energy out. We're going to scrape it out, because all that energy now can just be released out of the back, and we can override it. So we can override it and impart. So speak in a new way that it's like to the body, to remind the body that now we get to expand into something new. Now, wow, what is that wonderment of what else is coming? There's a lot of different opportunities. You can see there's these different lines where people are, have you noticed something? People are actually helping you now in this transition where before you were on your own?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've changed the vibrational frequency. So that job actually no longer served you. So that's why it went. It had nothing to do with anything other than you can see spirits very clear, no longer served you. Then we get to actually push you into what the new is. And it just looks like everything will start to settle out. And you're going to, the word they keep saying is you're going to find how effortless that it's going to, like, this was not really much work. So before, where it was like, you still have to do the action, and let people know. And they're coming forward, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, what's next? Oh my God, what's happening? You have a bigger ease in your field, understanding it's all coming. You feel that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to thank the Hanukkah resetting. Yeah. And it's going down. It's actually coming. There's a little bit that shifted into the outer part of the right hip. So I'm going to just remove those feelings that were just coming up as well that you can see where it was like kind of along that old, why didn't I fit, or I wasn't good enough. And it's actually just coming from other people's perceptions that wanted something different in that environment. It had nothing to do with you. So your body just picked it up. It's not something you have to hold on to, but I'll release that so the energy can lift and that the hips can become more flexible and the movement can become stronger. So you're more stable on your two feet, and that'll take you into the new quite nicely. And the new looks like the reason you're cleared out, because there's better pay and then there's better people that actually look more aware like you. So they're more well-rounded. I guess that's a better way to say it. And you look busy though, so that doesn't look like it's going to take too long. So how does that feel now?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, I'm sitting down, but that's when it hurt the most was if I sat on my sofa, which is where I am right now. And I was like, but this is good. I'm moving around. It's great.
Nice. I love
it.
You're welcome. Well, let us know. We want to make sure that continues. So thank you for calling in. Thank you, Doreen.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. All right, Carter, you said we have Sophia on the line?
Yep, Sophia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Much better.
Good.
So as you know, I've been on a wild journey just in the last week and have really just taken 2 weeks off, and like my life has dramatically just changed health-wise, and I'm very grateful. But a lot has been coming up just in the last day or two about going back to work, and a lot of anxiety coming back, although that's been what I've been working on.
Yeah.
But just even answering emails from home, and like I don't even want to check that. And then, you know, people and places, and how, you know, a lot of my symptoms have completely cleared. But there's, in the back of my mind, there's a little bit of fear that it may come back, right? Going back into the same environment.
How do I
overcome this and maintain all the progress that I've made thus far when I go back?
Yeah, one of the things is it's really important when you go into an environment. So you deem that environment as toxic and, like you said, very, very resistant, right? So the body's already getting on guard. It's already going, okay, it's almost like body's prepping for a fight. So you know you want to let that go. So the best space to be in is to actually the state that you're feeling now when you actually connect into the body and saying, okay, I'm not resisting my body anymore. I am actually in control of how it is and how it continues to move and function. That's that feeling, you know, that feeling when you tune in right now and you go, wow, I don't have all that stuff. It doesn't bother me anymore. That's the feeling that you actually have to anchor into when you go into work. So when you actually look at work, because it's a toxic environment, if you can hold that feeling, we can strengthen that for you. That's going to help huge. So the resistance to the work, when I say you're super resistant to your work, what's the first person, place, thought, or thing that comes up?
There's one specific coworker.
Yeah. So what is the, that's a big one. So what is the resistance to that person? What is the number one complaint you have with that person or resistance to them? What is the biggest angst that that person brings up in you?
They put pressure on me, which then causes the anxiety.
Yeah.
So like they're anxious themselves, and I see that part of myself in them. Which
So what if you could actually let that go and allow them to be in that anxious space? But now that you see it, expand the awareness and feel how good it is to be in the power to say, I don't actually have to take that on. I know who they are. So we're going to let that go. We can be neutral to it. So they can still be in that behavior, but to strengthen your body so it doesn't have to take on that behavior, because now that you've seen it, we can let it go.
That makes sense.
So what we can do is increase. So now what happens is that person was that reflection, right? And it was, so all of the programming that was coming up in the subconscious space and the aspects of yourself, you're now saying, you're resisting that because you're like, I don't want to be that person anymore. I'm not interested in being that person anymore. So now we're going to remove that accumulation of programming that you have to be who they are. So what happens when you see that resistance? You ping pong the energy back and forth. So it's like a fight energy, right? It's like, oh my gosh, we're going to ping pong it, ping pong it, ping pong it. And then it just keeps, it's like a ball back and forth. But we can stop the ball and it's like, okay, thank you God. I don't need to take that in. Reset your heart. That's that little rule. When you reset it, thank you God, you're resetting the heart drive. That will trigger the feeling you have now being off. Well, now that you've been off and you've been in your safe environment and you've been focusing back onto your body, your soul, your spirit, you're starting to see how you're in control, you're enlightened. That's the place you always need to reference when you go back into something that feels heavy. So really, I would spend the most powerful time, as you know, to do those exercises is in the morning before you get out of bed, right? I say people say 5-10 minutes before you get up. So you can have that feeling before you go out into your day. So when you can hold that feeling, when that comes up, you're like, okay, thank you God, I'm going to let that go. I already know what that is. And pull that feeling in, like literally like a net, just pull it back into the body and it'll keep you more neutral and you'll find they won't trigger you. You won't react to them. We can just start to move that out. You'll just be seeing them in a whole new light. And that's where your body will even repair faster because now there's no resistance. And your work can become joyous because you're actually there to show them what you've learned.
Right. Yeah. It's been quite miraculous. The changes that I've made, and like, you know, today I was supposed to go for testing and I'm like, oh, I don't need to do that. I don't, you know, I've healed myself, but it's just, I'm in a very safe environment and I want to maintain everything that I've done this far. So that helps.
And that's the key. And that is the key because it is constant. And I'll tell you that that's that, that you always hear me say this, right? It's a way of living. It's the way there's a lot of energy releasing out of your right eye. There's, which is good. This is that way of being. And we're all going to fall off the wagon and we're all going to go, oh my gosh, I feel this way at different times. It's just going to become less and less and less. So the more you can hold on that feeling and that connection, the more you're going to see that all that outside world, you're going to be like, okay, that doesn't really bother me anymore. And that spirit of neutrality is where you can see you're coming up more into. So it's nice because you found your safe environment now. You see how your body's naturally supposed to be. And what we can also remove is the accumulation of all the, I got to go for this test or this medicine or all that, because now you're seeing that you're, once you have that full connection, the body just, it naturally repairs itself. Like you're saying, like Sandra was saying earlier, it just comes in and it's like, wow, I know who I am. Have you noticed in the last couple of weeks how much you're actually feeling who you are? You're not telling, you're feeling. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Night and day. So just,
like, you know, yeah, I just woke up on Wednesday and I was like, this is the answer. This is what I need. And I need to take the time to heal. And it's within myself.
And it is.
I mean, you know, my journey, it's been, you know, so crazy. And it's just one day I just woke up and it was gone. And I feel so blessed and grateful to have this opportunity. And you know, I love my body for giving me the ability to do that. And it's just, I want to make sure that I'm not reacting to my environment when I go back. And
it's also important.
Because a part of it does love my job, right? So,
Yeah. It's also important that when you leave the day, like just kind of sweep that energy out while you leave the day as well. Just like, thank you, God, I'm just going to remove that. I'm going to let this energy go of the day, reset back into that feeling. So when you come home, it also looks like not only when you leave, have that feeling, but go back into your exercises and do that little bit of reconnection to body. It looks like max 5 minutes and you'll recenter very quickly. And that's my greatest achievement, right? Coming back to center, and then you'll just see it for what it is. It literally, you don't have to worry about the anxiousness. So when you see yourself just being calm in that work environment before you go in the morning, just see yourself calm. Thank you, God. You know, like I see that, I feel that you've connected that in, and that energy is going to spin faster. And then those people might even end up quitting. So you don't even have to worry about it. And you have new people, which is great.
Right. Okay. Amazing.
Well done. Thank you. Keep us updated. Welcome back to work.
Thank you. Yes.
Lots of blessings.
Thank you.
You know what? That is such a, it's beautiful that I love when we have callers in and we started to make sure, hello, Cloud, you can see him on and off my screen, my kitty that comes, everybody knows he's our mascot at the TLC, so we'll let him wander around, is to really understand that you are enough and to understand that when you take back the power in your body, that's why we started to have these shows, so you can start to call in and say, what do I need to do to take back my power? You're so powerful. Michael asks this, Sophia asks this. You're so powerful that when you learn all the little tools that are just really simple, but it is a way of life. This is how you create. This is how you transform your life, is by understanding you're in charge, by understanding who you really are. And you've never been taught that. That's why people call it awareness. And that's why I said after the break, you're fully enlightened. You really are. You're already enlightened. You don't have to go sit and meditate for hours. That's not what it's about. It's about reconnecting to everything of who you are inside. And that's why I say when you connect to the God consciousness and you start to learn these little tools that we teach you, very quickly you can change your life. And just like Sophia was saying, she's able to now know what she's supposed to feel like. And that world outside was creating resistance in her body. But now she's going to be strong enough to take back her power, take back her strength. And the energy that you feel at peace can now transfer into every other part of your life. So if you haven't checked out our website, go to tracylclark.com, download the free clearing. You just have to sign up for the newsletter. You get it like twice a month. We give you a clean out. We always give you something new that's going on and food for thought. And all you need to do is actually download it. It's in your inbox. You'll get it right away. And also, I want to encourage you to check out our global online call, which is March 5th, because we're finalizing our testing today. So that's all around finances and to give you some really 90 minutes of shifting the energy, but also opening the awareness. So you have tools like we were talking about with all of our callers today that you can use in a practical, busy life. this is what it's about. I have been in this space for 16 years and I don't have time. I'm busy, you're busy. And that was a big thing for me, was to make sure I could create the tools that I knew worked, that I use each and every day in my life. So when you have 2 minutes and you have to reset, or 30 seconds, you can reset your body, your soul, your spirit, increase that connection, and really start to walk in that life every day. And when you walk in it, that's when the change and the transition really starts to happen. So thank you for tuning in. We will, every month we promise to bring you a month where you can call in and we can shift your energy and just be that inspiration for the change that you are to the people around you. And know, you're powerful. You're enough exactly the way you are. So we'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show, right here at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.